Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and it's my pleasure to be with you today. And of course, today we're here for 3 hours. First of all, we're going to talk to someone from Rotary. The second hour, we've got our legal eagles coming in. We've got Grant, the head honcho, coming in along with one of his assistants, and we'll be talking about quite a few legal problems. And then in the third hour, between 2 and 3, we've got Choice Tunes. Very fascinating person. I think they're going to have a very interesting story to tell. But anyway, as all our Choice Tune peoples do. But for the start off, we've got... it was about time we had a talk to Rotary. We've had Rotary in a number of times from a couple of clubs over the years, but we haven't spoken to anyone from Rotary for the last probably couple of years. So we're talking today with Jan, and Jan's actually the head honcho. She's the president down at the Rotary Club of Upper Yarra. How are you, Jan?
I'm good, thank you, Alan. Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. It's good to have you along. So first of all, let me just ask you, how long has your Rotary Club been going?
Well, I don't know the exact year that it was formed, but I do believe that it's about 40 years old.
Yep, that's a pretty fair effort too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time you've been the president, Jan, or you've been president before?
This is my very first time. I happen to be president-elect for next year, though.
And you'll probably be the president again after.
Well, let's see.
Well, that seems to happen in Rotary, doesn't it? There's only so many people to go around. But anyway, I mean, Rotary's a great institution, and I should mention the Lions because we're on their ground. But
yes.
All these service groups do a terrific job. One of the things with Rotary, and I'm going to talk to Jan about this in a minute, is that nearly all the money that they raise goes to the projects that they say they're going to do. A lot of the costs associated with those come out of the Rotarians' profits, don't they, Jan?
They do, yes. It's all volunteer work, and I would say you're right. Just about every single cent goes to the cause, unless, you know, in a sausage sizzle, you pay for your sausages and your bread, and then the balance goes to wherever it's going.
Yeah, and it's not like some of these organisations where you donate it and it goes in just a big pool. If they say it's going on this overseas project or whatever the project might be, you can guarantee that what money comes in will go to that project.
Directly to that project, yes.
So let me just ask you, Jan, I know we've done your Choice Tunes, and if anybody's listening today and wants to hear more about Jan's life, if you go to our webpage, look down the bottom on the left-hand side, podcast, go over there to the next page and you'll see Choice Tunes and you'll see Jan's down there a little bit further on and she can tell you all about it. Jan, first of all, I know your dad's a Rotarian. Hello, John, if you're listening. But it's not Dad that got you into Rotary, is it, or is it?
By one step removed, possibly, yes. First of all, I would put it down to having connections within the family and viewing what my father did and his work, his volunteer colleagues. We would go to Christmas parties and various functions. So that was what I observed as a child growing up, and that really does impact on your view of how you might want to spend your time as you get older.
It also shows you that life isn't just about getting a job, working, buying cars, buying houses, having families and all that there is something outside of all that, isn't there?
Yeah, we are driven to do those big goals, and that seems to be where we need to put a lot of our energy. But if you think about it, there is always a little bit of time to give, and I firmly believe, certainly the older I get as well, the value of that is just tenfold back to you.
I agree. Somebody told me once that you can't affect a lot in this life, but when you leave, as long as you've done something or tried to make the world a little bit better place, then you've lived. Otherwise, you've just existed.
That's exactly right. In the end, it doesn't really matter what house or car you had. It's your family, it's your friends, and service to your fellow man, I think. Or person, I should say, shouldn't I?
And that's what really these clubs are, aren't they? I think Well, I know that the motto for Rotary is service above self, so they expect you to do a bit more than just look after yourself.
They do. But again, I would like to, we want to be thinking half glass full, and quite often you get further involved as time goes on, but it doesn't have to be a huge commitment. It can be a few hours a month, really.
And you're sitting there looking at me, and you know I'm a Rotarian, so what I'm going to say now isn't sexist at all, but Rotary is and has been looked upon as an old man, old white-haired man, white, pale and stale. Is that right?
I haven't heard the white, pale and stale, but yeah, the cohort, particularly in Australia, is seen to be older men that are Caucasian. Now, that is has definitely changed over time in Australia. There is a heck of a lot more females involved, and diversity is there, but what you will find, and what impresses me most, is that Rotary does cover every corner of the globe, and there's a lot more younger people involved in Rotary outside of Australia, and it'd be great to see that type of influence come here.
And we are starting to see some younger clubs. I mean, they're not all white, pale and stale. We are starting to... I know in my club, when they first mooted that women would come in, some of the guys said, well, that's it, I'm out. But they never did quit. And they fought it for a long while. But, I mean, that was just plain stupid. I mean, nowadays, the club should reflect what society does too.
Yes, and Rotary International is extremely strong on that point. It really does bring home the value and the necessity of diversity and gender.
All right, Jan, we've got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
I want to dance the tango with chance. And I want to ride on the wire. Cause nothing gets done with dust in your gun. And nobody respects a liar. So goodbye for a while. I'm off to explore every boundary and every door. Yeah, I'm going north. Children would go if they never learned to be cool. Cause nothing's achieved when pushed up your sleeve till nobody thinks you're a fool. So goodbye for a while. Going north. Up where the hunted hide with ease, under the arms of eyeless trees. Up where
and welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Jan, who's the president down at the Upper Yarra Rotary Club. Great organisation, and she's telling us all about it. And if you interested or we've tweaked something that you might be interested in, we'll give you the contact details about 5 to 1. So be ready with a paper and pencil. Now, what sort of programs does your the Upper Yarra Club get involved in, Jan?
We are a club that does do a lot of local-based projects, and our main flavour or area, if you like, is education. And so the younger people is our goal. We have a scholarship once a year that is given to a child for educational purposes. And we also do a summer camp for children in primary school at... It's called Portsea Camp now, and it was Lord Summers.
Lord Summers, yeah.
Yes, so 5 children went this year, and I was involved in the pickup of the children. We get a minibus and take them down, and they get a McDonald's on the way. And then,
that'll make me a day.
Yeah, as well as the time at the camp, by the looks of it. When I arrived, it was pickup time. My faithful vice president was the driver of the minibus, Paul Coleman. Hello, Paul. And the kids were all signing each other's T-shirts and hats that they get at the camp, and they're colour-based for their groups. Anyway, our little group were chatting away 10 to the dozen all the way home, stopped for McDonald's. That was about it for the, you know, only time they stopped talking. They had an absolute ball, and I felt really, really pleased to be involved in that project.
And some of the young people wouldn't have got that opportunity without Rotary, would they?
Absolutely. These children were nominated by either the pastor in the school or the principal.
Can't do better than that.
No.
All right. So, and then I know Rotary have got many overseas projects. Do you get involved with any of those at all, either fundraising or whatever?
Yes. One project that is dear to a couple of our members' hearts, at least a couple, Ron and Shirley Orman, hello to you.
And you're saying hello to all your little buddies.
Yeah, got to give a plug to these long-standing Rotarians. They're just fantastic and have supported the club so well over the years. And we like to be involved with wheelchairs for kids.
Oh, that's a terrific project, isn't it?
It is. We could talk about that for a while. Oh, yeah. Now, I think it's Russell Hastings that is a huge champion for that particular charity here in the Yarra Valley, and he does some really terrific fundraisers with local primary schools. So what we do is have a wheelchair-a-thon, and the kids push the wheelchairs that are the ones that ultimately go overseas, and they get sponsorship for that. But the organisation itself is Rotary based in Western Australia, and it's just got a rich history, hasn't it?
And it's they're very robust, these wheelchairs, but they have to be. Mm. Some of these countries they go to, they don't have nice footpaths and nice roads, do they?
That's right. And over the years, they've continued to develop the model or the design of the chair because, unfortunately, these people are really in difficult circumstances. So a replacement chair is not often likely. So the chair is actually designed to grow with the child as they get bigger. So it should last quite a number of years.
Yeah. It's a terrific project. And of course, the other issue in some of these countries, in the third world countries, if they don't get them, then they just spend their days crawling around on the ground. I mean, it's just horrific.
Yes, it is.
We tend to think that out here, that, you know, there are other alternatives for them. But in some of these countries, if they don't have them, well, they've just got nothing. They're just
completely housebound, usually. Yeah.
And that's really bad.
No, I think, for anybody it would be.
I think Peter Clayson was, when he was involved with that too, I think, when
yes.
he was alive.
Yes, yep.
All right, so to do these things, you've got to raise some money.
You do.
So, do you do what sort of fundraising do you do?
I'll give you 3 guesses, our top fundraiser.
You tell me.
I'm so sorry to say. I'm not sorry to say, but the classic, the sausage sizzle, why wouldn't you?
Yep.
And it's a good bit of tucker for a fair price, and I can tell you that we have some top sausage cookers in our club.
Onion on top or onion underneath?
Yeah, we are an onion on top and we now get people to do their own sauce. So, you know, you've got choice there.
So do you just do them locally or do you go to the Big Green Place or where do you do your fundraising?
Like to go to the Big Green Place when you can get a spot. Yep. So, yeah.
Down happy, Lilydale?
Yes, Lilydale. And hopefully we'll get into Churnside Park too because the bigger the store, the better return.
Absolutely.
So that's the way it goes. But what I would like to say and put it out to the local organisations in the Yarra Valley is that we really are quite competent at what we do and we have been able to fill some spots for organisations that are already stretched putting on their own festival. So we have done Millgrove Residents Action Group Open Day, which was successful for them and for our Rotary Club. So some cross interconnecting with non-profit organisations. Also, we had an offer from ECOS for their big annual event, but our dates clashed. So we're happy for people to keep us in mind and ask us to come along. Everybody needs a bit of food when these big events are happening. So happy to help out there.
Sounds terrific. All right, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
And you're listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1.
And I'm talking to Jan from the Upper Yarra Rotary Club and we're talking about what the Rotary Clubs do and all that sort of stuff. But one of the things, Jan, I know that you're, like every organisation, whatever they might be, are always looking for new members. So when do you meet and how often do you meet and where do you meet?
Great. Thank you so much for asking me that. We meet fortnightly. And it is the first Monday of the month, the third Monday of the month, and when there is a fifth Monday, we meet, well, we actually gather socially.
Just have a social night.
Yeah, and that's always fun. We usually go out for dinner in the Yarra Valley somewhere. The ones that are open on a Monday night, which is not few a lot of far options. Between. But we've got our favourites, and where our format is, because we are a small group, we have a general meeting as part of our gathering on the first Monday of the month, and then we share a meal together and then go home. And then the third Monday of the month, we just do something that is of interest to us. We will have a vocational visit, which means going out and visiting a certain place and learning more about it, or we have a guest speaker.
I was going to ask you about the guest speakers.
Yeah, would love to have more guest speakers if anybody is interested in presenting to us. And we sometimes have cluster meetings with the other Rotary clubs around the place, so we should mention those in a moment.
Yep.
And otherwise, we'll just do a skill or some kind of interest that we that particularly interests the group.
That's terrific. And so whereabouts do you meet, Jan?
Thanks. Sorry, I forgot to answer that. The CFA in Yarra Junction is where we're meeting currently. It's on Station Street, just behind Cunningham Hotel.
Yep. So do you have it catered at there or?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We got a little bit inventive. Yep. And as I said, we're a small group of just around 10.
Yep.
And we take turns in catering. We do some go-to caterers in the group that do probably more catering than others, but it's often just a soup and some bread or a quiche or whatever's going, but a simple meal, which is all you really need.
Yep, sure. All right, so and one of the good things about, well, we're talking about Rotary, is it is held around a meal, so everybody's got to have a meal on the first and third Monday of the month. Mm-hmm. So you as
why
instead
not come
of staying
along?
At home, why not come? So yeah. What's the cost, Jan, each week?
Well,
each
it's
time?
Yeah, it's $10.
That's
just
all right.
A donation of $10, yes. There is an annual amount, as you would know, that is going to Rotary International and covering insurances, and also part of that money does go to some of the big projects, I think, the global projects of
polio
Rotary.
Polio Plus and that.
Polio, for sure.
And one of the other things too is that you're also joining a group that's worldwide. Now, I know people who've travelled overseas and they just think, well, while I'm in Texas or while I'm in Tennessee or something, I'll look up the Rikewell Rotary Club because you'll know that you're going to be meeting with like-minded people.
That's right. I think they're called make-up meetings.
Yep.
And we welcome anybody along. We welcome anybody along to the club, full stop, but anyone who wants to do a make-up who's visiting the Yarra Valley is welcome to come along on those days. If we have, for any reason, a change of plans, for instance, if we were going on a vocational visit on the third Monday, that will be put into our social media so people can check that before they come along.
Before they come along. That's fair enough too. All right, we'll take one more quick break and we'll be back with more.
Four seasons in one day, lying in the depths of your imagination, worlds above and worlds below. The sun shines on the black clouds hanging over the domain. Even when you're feeling warm, the temperature could drop away. Like four seasons in one day, smiling as the shit comes down. Can tell a man from what he has to say. Everything gets turned around, and I will risk my neck again, again. You can take me where you will, up the creek and through the in one day. Blood dries up like rain.
addiction, sleeping on an unmade bed. Finding out wherever there is comfort, there is pain. Only one step away. Like four seasons in one day. Blood.
Welcome back to Community Connections. I'm talking to Jan from the Upper Yarra Rotary Club, and we're talking about different things Rotary. Jan, apart from, pardon me, apart from the acting locally and giving these sponsorships out and other things, we just very briefly touched on it then. There are some worldwide programs, and one of the things that Rotary decided they would do quite a number of years ago was to eradicate polio. Now, it hasn't gone quite as quick as we'd hoped, but, I mean, apart from where there used to be thousands and thousands of polio cases every year, we're now down to about a handful, aren't we?
That's right. They haven't... It is extremely hard to just eliminate that last few. I think there's 7 cases this year. I think last year was 5 cases. I think there was one year where there was only 2 or 3 cases a few years ago. Now, we're talking about some very, very difficult reach populations of, is it Pakistan and Afghanistan, and really deep, remote areas.
And it's not only the remote. Pardon me, somebody, you could get your heads blown off, to be honest with you.
It's
You've
dangerous.
Got to be very careful in those areas.
Yes, and propaganda sometimes is spread to speak that this is not a safe thing to do. But look, 7 cases is still pretty good, but you've just got to keep going. And I think this is a tiny bit of frustration it must be for Rotary International, because they're just so close.
Yeah, and it's if we can eradicate the world from polio, it'd be a massive disease to get rid of.
It would, and I think was it in 1938, the beginnings of this drive happened. So,
yep.
Well, they're in for the long game. It's going to stay, and they're going to stick at it. When I say they, it's all of us, you, me, any Rotarian,
yep.
will stick at it until it's done.
And when I was at school, I had a young kid in my class. Yeah, they used to wheel him in an iron lung.
That's right.
He used to be able to turn it off, bring him to school, and then he would be in the classroom with his iron lung going all day. It was atrocious.
Quality of life, very challenging.
And I do believe that Rotary had something on a while ago. Some of those that had polio in the early days when they were teens is coming back to them again now too, in various ways.
There is an after damage to the body, isn't there?
Yeah.
So I've got a great aunt who had polio, so I hope she goes well.
All right, another quick break.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Find some time to speak to the sky and And you know, sometimes what I say ain't right. It's alright, 'cause I speak to the sky every night.
We've just got a few minutes before we take the next break. You just wanted to mention that there are a few other Rotary clubs around, not just yours, although you should be plugging just yours.
I should be plugging just ours, but it's good for people to know, because they would be living in all parts of the Yarra Valley, that there is a Rotary Club in Healesville, Lilydale and Wandon, and you will have likely seen or even attended any one of the events that they deliver, because they're a bigger clubs. Yeah. Probably everybody knows about the Wandon Car Show. That's put on by the Rotary Club of Wandon.
I've been there.
It's
on next Wednesday night.
That's right, yeah. And that's really... You don't even have to be a car buff to enjoy that. That's
fantastic.
It's a
terrific night, isn't it? Have you been there?
Yes, I have. Well, look, we do share. It's called a cluster group, and our club goes along and helps man the gates. It takes a lot of people to put on an event like that. The Rotary Club of Lilydale do a monthly market, community market, and I believe they've changed location and now are in the car park of the new council buildings. That's really popular. Yeah. And the Rotary Club of Healesville, I'm not sure if I'm right in saying this, but there certainly was a goal to have a festival of colour, which is a Southeast Asia type of festival, and there is members in the club that have knowledge of that cultural experience. You know when people throw colours at you and you're wearing white?
Yeah.
So that's either to come, it's in the planning. But anyway, these other four clubs, or three clubs, we're the fourth, are really excellent clubs if you're closer to those, or their meeting night suits you more.
And we should just mention, because I know I was going... I went last month to the Wandon Car Show. It's a terrific night. They had up to nearly 1,000 cars there. There are people everywhere.
Live music.
And you can buy a sausage sizzle. You can support the CFA. You can buy all sorts of other things to eat, pizzas and that, hot dogs. It's a terrific night, and particularly now... the weather's still good, and the last one is, what's this, February? The last one's in March.
That's right, yes. And it is actually a family event.
Yep.
As I said, you don't have to be, what do you call it, a petrol head?
No, you don't have to be a rev head for them. A lot of those are old cars. They wouldn't go too fast. All right, we'll take another quick break.
Slow. So unless you've made mistakes in your life. Just be careful of stones that you throw. You know, friends, a neighbor was passing my garden one time. She stopped, and I knew right away that it was gossip and not flowers that she had on her mind. And this is what I heard my neighbor say. You know that girl down the street should be run from our midst. She drinks, and she talks quite a lot. She knows not to speak to my child and me. My neighbor then smiled, and I thought, speeded by, and the screaming of brakes, a sound that made my blood chill. For my neighbor's one child had been dragged from its path and saved by a girl lying still. The child was unhurt, and my neighbor cried out, "Oh, who was that brave girl so sweet?" I covered the crushed, broken body and said, "The bad girl live down the street." So unless you've made no mistakes in your life, just be careful of stones that you throw.
And of course, that was a great Johnny O'Keefe doing one of the slower songs that he's done over the years. But just a quick reminder, I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 and we'll be playing Johnny O'Keefe, but probably not that slower song, into his rock and roll stuff and bit of country and everything between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more. And then I'll be back on Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit brain. I guarantee that Johnny O'Keefe will be in among them. Now, I just want to tell you about the Upper Yarra Museum. The Upper Yarra Historical Society are organising an event showcasing local settlement history and short vignettes performed by a local theatre group called the Mad Hatters. What a name. Mad Hatters Theatrics, and through projections on buildings. The event will be held on the 15th and 16th of March. You meet at 7:20 for a 7:30 start behind the Warburton Water Wheel at the Information Centre there. And it'll finish at St Mary's Hall around 10 o'clock, but you've only got to walk 1.3 k's over that time, so it's not going to be too strenuous. But tickets need to be purchased online in advance at the Upper Yarra Museum website. The cost is $5 for adults. Children aged 4 to 14 are $2. It can't get much cheaper than that. But for more information, go to the three W's, Upper Yarra Museum, or onework.org.au/step-into-the-pass. So, but if you could just look up the three W's, www.upperyarramuseum.org.au, I'm sure you'll find a link there, and you can find out more about this great night. And often we don't know what's in history's been in our own backyard. So, and if you've got time one day, go up to the Upper Yarra Museum. Now, Jan, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Rotary. You've got us excited. So how are we going to find out more about Rotary, and particularly the Upper Yarra Rotary Club?
Upper Yarra Rotary Club, yes. We have a website. It's really a front page website with contact details on there, so there will be an email and a telephone number that you can use to connect with us. Also, we have a Facebook page and an Instagram, so looking up the Facebook, you will definitely get an email as well, or contact details. You'll also get to see what we've been doing for, well, the past many, many years. You can go right the way back. The Instagram is relatively new, but if you're a follower of Instagram, please go there.
So, Jan, so far you've been the president for 8 months, coming up 8 months. What do you think's been the best achievement of the club in those 8 months?
Well, the Portsea camp I'm really pleased with, and at the very start of my presidency, we hosted a travelling group of volunteers, university students, called the Big Lift, and they did three projects in the Yarra Valley. One was planting trees between the Launch Pub and Yarra Junction. They're growing really well, if anybody from the Big Lift is listening. Also, they helped out at Ben Werren, which is a respite place for women. And the third place was cleaning up Yoringa, which is a community-based retirement village. So I thought, gee, what a way to start. It was really good.
That's terrific. So what have you got planned for the next 4 months?
Well, 4 months and beyond, getting new members. So I'm really hoping that people will be attracted to coming along for service, as we talked about, how valuable that is, but also to be welcomed into a club and develop friendships. That's a high priority for us, but we want to connect with other local groups, such as the Koha Cafe. We want to help out there with the meals that they deliver each Thursday evening. And also there is another organisation called River Valley in Millgrove, and they deliver a community meal the last Wednesday of the month. So we'd like to help with that. We'd like to do sausage sizzles around the place too.
Well, if you're good at something, why not?
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking, and I really hope that there's somebody out there who thinks, yeah, that could be for me.
And one of the things, and I think you mentioned it very early in the interview, you'd be surprised what you get back, because while you're not looking for any recompense to come back to you, the friendship that you get from like-minded people, it's not only the Monday night when you go to the Rotary, but sometimes when you're working at a sausage sizzle, it is a lot of fun too.
Yeah, we do have a lot of humour that goes along with the nights. David Chandler, an ex-president or past president, we say, he's great with the dad jokes that are surprising.
Oh, no, not dad jokes.
No, but they're surprisingly funny. So good on you, David. And look, it is actually well researched that the happiest people are the people who give back.
Yep, and busy people.
Mm-hmm, that too.
And I guess, and what Jan was saying earlier on, it doesn't have to be. You're not giving up a big part of your life. I mean, it's great to go along the meeting, and really, you sit down to a meal every Monday night or every night, so it doesn't hurt to be sitting down with like-minded people twice a month. But also the fact that, you know, you meet people down the street that's part of the club, and before you know where you have a coffee and all that sort. So it's all part of becoming part of the actual community, isn't it?
It is. It's connecting with your local people. It's the possibility of connecting with anybody around the globe when you're part of Rotary.
Yep, and that's true. And there are opportunities, particularly for young people, for exchanges overseas. I know some people have had their lives completely altered by doing an overseas part of going with Rotary.
Yeah.
And there is the opportunity to take part in a program overseas too.
Yeah, that's right. I can attest to that. My parents and a sister of mine, my parents hosted at least three students, and my sister went overseas for a year in Japan. And it really does form your understanding of the world going forward.
It really does. And also, I was talking to a chap yesterday, and he's actually done jobs overseas, like over work in some of these third world countries, just for a fortnight, knocking up sheds and all sorts of stuff.
There's tons to do. Once you start, you can just find any interest you like within Rotary.
Jan, it's been great having you in. We'll get you in again the second half of the year. We hope that you'll be able to tell us along that you've got a whole lot of new members in the last, or coming up to there, but also to hear a little bit more about what Rotary's doing in the local area.
Thanks very much, Alan.
No worries. Thank you.